This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK Health Security Agency issues updated hantavirus guidance as rare disease remains critical health concern. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD. GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The UK Health Security Agency has updated its comprehensive guidance on hantaviruses, highlighting the continued importance of surveillance for these rare but potentially fatal viral infections. The guidance emphasizes that while hantavirus infections remain uncommon in the UK, healthcare professionals must maintain awareness due to the severity of associated diseases and potential for imported cases from endemic regions. Key takeaways: hantaviruses cause two distinct clinical syndromes, with case fatality rates varying from 1 to over 50%. Human infections occur through inhalation of aerosol as rodent excreta or direct contact with infected animals. No specific antiviral treatment or vaccine exists for hantavirus infections. 50 maximum case fatality rate for hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. According to UK Health Security Agency guidance, two distinct hantavirus disease patterns, clinical syndromes, and mortality rates by geographic region: 50% AIDS mortality, Americas 1/15 HFRS mortality, Eurasia 4 disease phases HFRS. Source: UK Health Security Agency 2024 Georgian Medical Journal News. Two clinical syndromes with distinct geographic patterns. Hantaviruses cause two primary clinical syndromes that vary significantly by geographic location and viral species. According to the UK Health Security Agency, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, HPS, predominantly occurs in the Americas and carries case fatality rates ranging from 20% to over 50%. Hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, HFRS, is more common in Europe and Asia, with mortality rates typically between 1% and 15%, depending on the viral species involved. The World Health Organization recognizes HFRS as a significant public health concern in endemic regions, particularly parts of China, Korea, and Eastern Europe. Transmission through rodent reservoirs. Human hantavirus infections occur primarily through inhalation of virus-contaminated aerosols from rodent urine, feces, or saliva. The UK Health Security Agency guidance emphasizes that different hantavirus species are associated with specific rodent hosts, creating distinct geographic risk patterns. Occupational exposure represents a significant risk factor, particularly for individuals working in agriculture, forestry, or pest control. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has documented increased transmission risk during activities that disturb rodent nesting areas or contaminated environments. Diagnostic challenges and laboratory confirmation. Early diagnosis of hantavirus infections remains challenging due to non-specific initial symptoms that may resemble influenza or other viral infections. The UK guidance stresses the importance of obtaining detailed travel and exposure histories from patients presenting with compatible symptoms. Laboratory confirmation requires specialized testing, including RT-PCR, antigen detection, or serology. According to the guidance, samples should be processed in appropriate biosafety facilities due to the potential severity of infection and the need for specialized expertise in interpretation. Healthcare professionals must maintain high clinical suspicion for hantavirus infection in patients with compatible symptoms and relevant exposure history, particularly those with recent travel to endemic areas or occupational rodent exposure. UK Health Security Agency Guidance 2024. What this means for patients. Individuals with occupational or recreational rodent exposure should seek immediate medical attention for fever, muscle aches, or respiratory symptoms. For clinicians, maintain awareness of hantavirus presentations and ensure appropriate infection control measures when evaluating suspected cases. For policymakers, surveillance systems must remain vigilant for imported cases and support rapid diagnostic capabilities for emerging infectious diseases. Frequently asked questions: how common are hantavirus infections in the UK? Hantavirus infections are rare in the UK, with most cases being imported from endemic regions. The UK Health Security Agency maintains surveillance, but indigenous transmission remains uncommon. Is there a vaccine available for hantavirus? Currently, no vaccine is available for hantavirus infections. Prevention focuses on avoiding exposure to rodent excreta and implementing appropriate control measures in high-risk environments. What is the treatment for hantavirus infection? No specific antiviral treatment exists for hantavirus infections. Management is primarily supportive care with intensive monitoring for respiratory and renal complications, depending on the syndrome. The updated UK Health Security Agency guidance reinforces the need for continued vigilance regarding hantavirus infections, particularly as global travel patterns and climate change may influence disease distribution. Healthcare systems must maintain diagnostic capabilities and clinical awareness to ensure rapid identification and appropriate management of these severe but preventable infections. Source: UK Health Security Agency Hantavirus Guidance.